Welcome to the Daily Dish podcast, where we share our stories and the stories of our loved ones to make your day a little brighter. And today, we are honored to have this guest on our podcast. From considering a life of devotion and living her life out as a nun, to wanting to be a flight attendant and wanting to soar the skies for work, she thought she had it all figured out. But little did she know, her true calling was to be a teacher and to teach those in need so that they may prosper under her guidance. We are so happy to welcome my mother to the show. So grab some popcorn, start your workout, or just get cozy as we are about to dive right in to my mother's life. It was a Monday night. And instead of the usual routine of my mom being upstairs watching her show and me being downstairs watching mine, I asked her if I could interview her. As she rolled her eyes and walked into the kitchen, I sat her down for a talk we would never forget. Let's dive right in. So, first question, how was your early childhood growing up? Like, where are you from? How many siblings do you have, etc.?
All right. I grew up in Pearland, Texas. I have a mom and dad and an older sister, and good childhood, nice neighborhood. In my sophomore year of high school, we moved to Kingwood, and that's where I ended my high school career and graduated. And my parents and sister and her family still live in Kingwood.
Okay. And how would you say your religious life has developed in your childhood and how it continues to develop now?
Okay. Well, I was raised Catholic, so I went through all the sacraments that, you know, a normal Catholic child would go through, you know, first reconciliation, communion, confirmation. Before my freshman year of high school, my dad took me to Medjugorje, where we went on a pilgrimage, and that probably was a very profound and impactful trip that really sort of began my, you know, consideration of being Catholic and possibly even becoming a nun. At some point, I thought about that.
Wow.
Special helped me, you know, have a special relationship specifically with Mary. So I'm very grateful for that experience.
All right. And next question, how did you know you wanted to be a teacher ever since childhood? I know you just said you thought about being a nun, but you've previously stated that you've just always known that you wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah, I don't know. It was always in me. I always, you know, my bedroom was my classroom. My stuffed animals were my students. My mom was a secretary, so she would have like extra supplies, notepads and pencils. And I'd ask her to bring some things home that I could use in my little make-believe classroom. And so I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I thought about a nun. I even thought about a flight attendant. Those were the three.
If you could go back in time and give your 18-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. I think advice is kind of like having a favorite book, or it changes, right? Depending on where you are in your life. Right now, I've sort of gravitated towards this mindset of being a better person and not a bitter person for things, you know, that maybe don't go right, what have you.
Right.
So I may say better, not bitter, but I don't know, probably just have more confidence. That's something even as an adult, I don't really have much of. I don't know how you build that, but be confident.
And what is the most difficult challenge you've ever faced in your lifetime?
Gosh. I'm going to be honest with you. I've had a good life. Yeah. I can't, there's nothing that I haven't thought that I wouldn't get over. Nothing that, you know, I couldn't get out of bed for. And that probably, you know, I can attribute that to probably my faith in that things will always get better.
Okay. And who is someone that you have always looked up to or had a significant impact on your life and the way you live currently?
It's probably Nana and Papa, you know. Papa, of course, who I went to Medjugorje with, and he's a very faithful man, and Nana too. Pretty much they've started out with nothing, you know, two little pennies to rub together, and have done quite well for themselves, and always really taught through their own lives, you know, no lessons to sit down and listen to, just their great models of, you know, persevering and being positive, being good to people. So, yeah, probably Nan and Papa.
Okay. And what are some self-care practices you do in your daily life, and why are they important to you?
Prayer is number one. And really, it's prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't, I know that sounds kind of simple, but I start the day with prayer. I pray numerous times throughout the day, not just with the students, but spontaneously. And definitely the end of the day for all that I have and the goodness.
And finally, to wrap things up, what's one thing that you're looking forward to accomplishing in your lifetime or in the next year?
Truthfully, I'd like to get back into a more consistent exercise regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably that. You know, being more consistent with exercise and, you know, being more mindful of, you know, what I eat and things like that.
All right. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for your time.